and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks for joining us again for another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Now, today's podcast is a review of Panorama Consulting's 2012 ERP report, an independent analysis of ERP implementation budgets, costs, durations, and achievement of business benefits throughout 2011. I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in all things ERP, including market research and trend analysis. Hey, Eric, thanks for joining us again. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Doing great, Eric. We're really excited to get some more information from you today. We're going to talk about the 2012 ERP report that Panorama Consulting put together. So start by giving our listeners some background on the ERP report. Now, I know Panorama has been publishing it for many years. How did it come about and what does it measure?
Well, that's a good question, Chris. It's something we started back in 2006, shortly after we started the company. And the reason we started the whole ERP report concept and the whole benchmark study that goes into the ERP report is that we wanted to get some realistic data from the market in terms of what's actually happening with ERP implementations. So there's a lot of hype out there, a lot of anecdotal stories and hearsay stories about, you know, projects that took a really long time or maybe projects that were done for very inexpensively. And what we found is when organizations are going to make a decision around ERP purchases, a lot of times they don't know what it's really going to take to get the job done right or how much it's going to cost. Mm-hmm. So what we wanted to do is have some data points out there that we use, quite frankly, more on the consulting side to begin with, but then it kind of turned into this whole separate mechanisms to publish actual data out there to the general marketplace. So that's kind of the overall history of it, and we've done it every year since 2006.
Wow. So who participated in the survey this year, and how was the data collected?
Well, this year and in last year as well, we intentionally narrowed the sample size a bit just to get more deep and get better information and better data from each of those companies that participated in our study. We still had a very good sample size, though. We had about 250 respondents from 64 countries, and those were organizations that had implemented ERP solutions within the last year.
Okay. So what would you say were the key findings in the 2012 ERP report?
Well, some of the headlines that kind of came out of the report, first of all, the high-level headline is that most ERP implementations take longer than expected, cost more than expected, and fail to deliver at least half of the business benefits that were expected by the respective organizations. And by the way, before I dive into some of this data, one part of the question I didn't answer to your previous one is that we actually gathered all this data via a quantitative survey that was done over the internet, and we actually validate that data qualitatively through discussions with samples of the organizations that participated.
Okay.
So we found in that data that 56% of ERP implementations went over budget and 54% went over schedule. So over half are doing both. They're over half are taking longer than expected and costing more than expected. And in general, projects ran approximately $2 million over budget, over their stated budgets when the projects began, with 2011 projects averaging about $10.5 million. And that's total cost of ownership. So it was $10.5 million was the average total cost of ownership for an ERP solution. So that covered everything from software licenses to technical consulting to hardware upgrades, internal costs associated with the project, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And some of the top reasons that were cited for the budget overruns are that the initial project scope was expanded and that there were unanticipated technical or organizational change management issues. And those were some of the things that resulted in additional costs.
Right.
And on the benefit side of the equation, as far as what actual organizations are realizing with their implementations, we found that 94% of respondents indicated that they realized some business benefits from their ERP system, and 50% realized greater than 50% of the expected business benefits. So we found that to be kind of a 50-50 rule. 50% of projects are realizing 50% or more, 50% are realizing 50% or less of their expected business benefits. And some of the benefits the companies did realize included things like availability of information, faster response times, and increased interaction across the organization as a result of streamlining some of those business processes. So real high level, those were some of the findings that we found, and obviously the detail is outlined in the report itself.
How did this compare? I mean, were these materially different than findings that you've had in previous years?
Well, Sort of. The data from previous years showed the same types of things in that even in past years, most projects took longer than expected and cost more than expected, failed to deliver business benefits that were expected. But the trends were somewhat encouraging in that last year, or in 2010, the implementations that had completed and that we surveyed in 2010, 74% of those projects had gone over budget, whereas that number dropped down into the 50s, the 50-something percentile, as I mentioned before. Same with projects that went over schedule. There was a slight drop in that. There was 61% in 2010, and it was down to 54% in 2011. And there was also an increase in realizing business benefits, which in 2010, there was only 42% that realized at least half of the expected business benefits, whereas it was up to 50% in 2011. So some of the trends are pretty positive and definitely headed in the right direction.
You're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions with my special guest, Eric Kimberling of Panorama Consulting Solutions. We're going to take a quick break, coming right back with more great information from Eric. Stick around.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. Let's get back to the rest of our interview with Eric Kimberling as he reveals more of the findings discovered in Panorama's 2012 ERP report. Eric, were there any other interesting points that your analysts found in the data?
Yeah, that's a good question. We did find a couple things that were interesting in addition to what we already talked about. One is that organizations identified a lack of business process management as a concern or an issue. We found that 41% of organizations in the survey indicated that they had changed their business processes to accommodate the ERP software, which obviously is easier said than done and creates some organizational change management issues as well that needed to be managed. And we found that nearly one out of five, or 19%, of organizations had very little or no focus on business processes during the project. So those 19% that didn't focus on business processes tended to have a much higher likelihood of going even further over budget and further over the time planned, as well as failing to deliver business benefits. So there definitely is a correlation between the organizations that focus on business process management and the ones that don't. And that was one of the other interesting findings in the study.
What do you think these findings imply about ERP implementations in general?
There's a few things. One is that companies have